This is KUT. Over the weekend, Texas Democrats met in San Antonio ahead of this year's presidential election. One of the big questions looming over the conference was whether this year's election has set the groundwork for Democratic gains in the state. The party has long predicted Texas will become a battleground state, but as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Democrats can't agree on whether this is actually the year it happens.
Julian Castro is standing perfectly still while a cameraman attaches more than half a dozen microphones to his suit.
All right, go ahead and take a seat. Watch out that mic.
He's holding a press conference with his twin brother, Joaquin Castro, a Democratic congressman. But Julian is the superstar during this convention. He's the keynote speaker, and in this case, he's got most of the mics and cameras on him.
These are wonderful camera shots you guys are doing. They'll be in all my opponent's advertisements for years.
This is also kind of a homecoming for him. Julian Castro was mayor of San Antonio. Now he's the Housing and Urban Development Secretary in the Obama administration, and he's on the shortlist of possible vice presidential picks for the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton. If you're wondering, Julian says he's not being vetted for that gig, at least not at this moment anyway. But either way, things are looking good for Julian Castro. And he says they might start looking good for Texas Democrats in general.
This year, I believe that for the first time in a long time, Texas is going to be more competitive than usual.
And this right here is the big question during this convention. Do Texas Democrats have an opening this year? There are a lot of different opinions about this, even within the party. Julian and Joaquin Castro say there is a possibility here, and it just depends on whether Democrats can seize the moment.
So right now, what you have is a reinvigorated state Democratic Party and county parties that are looking to win races in places where we haven't won in a long time.
Yeah, there is an effort that the party is making to go out and build up that bench, to go find the folks that are going to run for city council, for state rep, for school board seats, and build up a bench of folks who eventually will run statewide.
The background for a lot of this hopefulness has to do with the Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Polling shows minorities in this country, which, by the way, make up a majority of the Texas population, largely do not like Trump. And many Texas Republicans, especially those who backed Ted Cruz in the primary, are lukewarm at best about Trump. So the theory is this could be the year that the state goes blue. But of course, there are skeptics.
This is my husband, Jan, and I'm Eileen Mundorf, and we're from Richmond, Texas, just outside of Houston. I think that our time is coming, but it isn't here yet.
Mundorf is a convention delegate, and she's rooting for Clinton. She says Republicans have held on to power here for years, and she just can't see that changing right now. And Clarissa Rodriguez, a delegate from Houston, says that's because people aren't just going to start voting against their party all of a sudden. Texas still has more Republicans. And Rodriguez says Republicans will support Republicans.
You'll have Republicans who are like, yeah, no, I hate Donald Trump, but I don't want a Democrat in office. So it's sad.
By the way, Hillary Clinton's state campaign director here in Texas isn't convinced Texas is a battleground state yet either. But then there are folks like Delegate Ray Martin from Huntsville, who is sold on the idea that this is that moment Democrats have been waiting for.
Actually, I think we have the best chance in 100 years to actually do something. In 2 years, if we do something today or do something this year, in 2 years we'll have a Democratic governor.
And most of the speeches and merchandise surrounding the convention this year echoed this sentiment. To be fair, people will point out Democrats have been touting this shift of political power for years. Because of the ongoing demographic shifts in the state, the idea of Texas as a battleground is talked about almost as an inevitability. But as Ray Martin and Julian Castro say, this isn't so much about whether this is finally that moment Democrats have been waiting for. It's about whether Democrats in Texas will do anything about it. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.